Hello.
Hey, I
Hey,
just got
what's
the
up?
invitation.
Okay, cool. You're on.
Fair warning, you kind of caught me when my family sent me to go buy us some church's chicken. So you'll get some live audio of me ordering food, and you guys can judge it on the podcast. It's going to be great. Can I get a 15-piece meal, please?
Hey, order me some
Can I
biscuits,
get
please.
5 regular, 10 spices? Okay,
Lucina, what do you want?
so it's gonna be a 15-piece meal. Just a coffee, black, please.
Yes. Okay. Mashed potato.
Hey, we have Janessa. Janessa, hello.
Hello. Hi.
Okay.
Oh, very
Everyone.
quick.
Everyone say hi. Janessa just got on, so we have another friend of the pod come on. So let me, okay, Frankie and Rosina say hi to Janessa so we can make sure that
Hi. Hi.
you can't see me, but I'm here.
Yeah, Frankie's in the bath. He's in a bathtub with a rubber ducky.
Oh, no.
Hey, we all have our ways of dealing. We just started the introductions, Janessa. So relax, don't worry. This is the first time we're doing it. We're gonna have some fun. I already did the intro, and I'm introducing people. So you came in right at the right time.
Wow.
Yeah, and I have my other friend, Rosina, and
Hello.
you're like, hi. Your last name, if you care to give it, Rosina.
It's Silva, Rosina Silva.
Silva. All right. So tell us about yourself.
I'm here reporting from a remote location. I'm at my grandmother's house. During quarantine, it's very important for us to keep her safe. So we're here, keeping her company, making sure she doesn't, go to the mall or anything because, she loves to be out of the house.
She
She's one of those
likes.
older people that very much enjoys the company of not us. I mean, not people in her house. So she loves leaving her house. She'll find any excuse to walk around Target. And
Oh
yeah,
my
so
God.
she gets a kick out of that.
It's kind of, she sounds kind of, yeah, Frank, you might actually be get a good hangout buddy with Rosina's grandma, dude. That
Yeah,
might
dude, we'll go window shopping at Target and stuff. I'll take
She
her to
loves
Walmart.
doing
Yeah.
that.
Right? And okay, so we are okay for I forgot to mention, of course, Frankie Flores, Francisco Flores is big time, super talented comedian, slash actor, slash adventurer, slash lover, slash Renaissance man, basically, just wonderful man.
Give me too much credit,
We have
Marky. Give me too much credit.
no. Lover, we're gonna do an emo show, buddy. All right, we're gonna do an emo show. We got to. It could be all you, baby. All
All
right,
right.
Rosina.
Yes.
Rosina is also has done some stand-up comedy. Right now, currently, you are a student. Am I correct?
Yes, you are. I am
Yes.
also an Animal Crossing aficionado. That's
Oh,
something I'm
Anna, are
very
you playing
proud
New
of.
Horizons right now?
Yeah, not right now, but yes, I've been playing. So I bought it the day it came out, and it's been, a roller coaster of emotions. I have
Wow.
some ugly villagers. That's probably my biggest complaint, out there. And
Them out,
you don't
kick
want
them
to kick
out.
them out just because they're ugly. There's something that doesn't sit well with me morally by doing that.
Oh,
Because
they're physically
they're
unattractive.
ugly. Yes, they're just not
Not like
cute.
they're like
And you get the
bad
game
people.
for the cute factor, It's a
Oh,
very
yeah.
cute game. But some of these villagers, man, I don't know what the creators were thinking.
I'm not hip to this. Wow. And last, but by no means least, we have Janessa Berlanga. Amazing. I love her to death. She's the most chill person in the world. She's like a rock. She's a like a tower of strength to me.
That's not
which true. I know terrifies her.
It is. Why did you say that? I have no chill on the inside. There is no chill.
but on the outside, it's such a good. It's the exterior is just amazing how you manage. So Janessa is a. You are a psychology major, am I correct?
Yes, I am a student. I'm working on my master's.
Yes, awesome. So we have two students. And also, yes, and you are a facilitator for NAMI, right? The National Alliance on Mental Illness. That's yeah. Another amazing, yes, like myself. So
exciting thing.
Oh, yeah. And that's one of the things I love about... you know, doing this podcast is just pure fun. It's like, sure, I'd like to get it out there, but it's just to have you guys like deal with my craziness and answer my questions and it's just so much fun. Like, you know, it was just funny. Like me and Frankie and when we did the comedy segment, we like stayed there for like 5 hours and we recorded like 2 hours worth of material, right, Frankie? That was pretty fun.
That was a wild ride.
I'd never heard so many cuss words in such interesting variations. It was great.
Well,
okay, so go ahead, Frank. You had something to say?
You said we were allowed to curse, so we took advantage of that, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, yes, you did. Yes, you did, my friend. You guys went all the way. Yes, you are allowed to curse. It all depends on your personal beliefs and everything and all that good stuff. And, okay, so the quarantine conundrum. Wow, this has been a year, hasn't it?
It's been...
I wanted to talk about, like, first... Let's just get the elephant out of the room and just get like the bad shit out of the way. And you know, I want to say I have no shame in this. I cried once. Luckily, I have my mommy here, so she can hug me. And then I had the sense of existential dread kind of kicked in 2 weeks. Well, it started right away with me. Because I was telling Frankie, I was telling, you know, Frankie and Rosina on our cold open. I think I told you this, my car, and sometimes luck just works out in ways that kind of benefit me and like my family when it comes to my caregiving, you know? So, my beautiful, beautiful car, my Silver Dragon, my Razor Crest, died. It's dead. It's killed. I love that vehicle and it's dead. So it's just sitting there at a shop somewhere. I'm going to have to call in like a voluntary repossession and just pay it off, whatever. And right now, and it died on the 16th or the 17th of March. And it's when I don't know if you saw me post that picture on Facebook about the line at HEB in that morning. It freaked me out. And the thing is, my neighbor, Mel, was going to go. She has, it's her husband, Joe, and the two daughters. And she messaged me the night. And I'm going to the HEB in the morning at 7. You want to go? And I was going to be like, no, because I'm always like, I'll do it later. Or like, you know, I'll always like help. Like, I'm very weird about accepting help. But they're like, okay, go ahead. Like, yeah, okay. So, and I had the cash to spend, you know, I didn't pay bills though, but I loaded up on groceries, man. That was crazy, man. I was crazy. So I've been in the siege mentality ever since. And luckily I haven't been out because of the car. I've been able to like either get people to like, hey, can you go get me milk or like, and I'll pay you and, or like, I'm Amazon and all the way, baby. And you know, HEB delivery is a joke because my delivery date is the 24th of April. So I don't know if you tried online ordering from HEB or like curbside or delivery, but yeah, that's not gonna happen.
I pick up a lot of orders for curbside, driving for Favor. Favor, I don't know if this is widely known, but Favor has now been an HEB company for like the past year or so. So they're owned by HEB.
Okay, so, I saw that.
Oh, I pick up a lot of orders from there. So I don't know. Maybe you just the short end of the stick on that one.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Now I know that. You see, that's the thing. You know, I didn't know. I'll upload Favor as soon as we're done. I got DoorDash. You know, that was a big thing for me. But so you know, let's go. Well, Frankie, what about you? What have you been doing? I mean, obviously, you said you're delivering. How are you handling it? What are you seeing on the streets?
It's fine. I'm not one to be cooped up in the house a lot, so I'm kind of glad I'm an essential employee, air quotes on the essential. I'm essential, so
we need you, baby,
to get out of the house, which has been great for me. The few days that I think to myself, you know what, I'm gonna rest today. I'm not gonna do anything. I get so fucking frustrated at home. Like, I can't handle it. It's not in me to just stay in for a long time. So.
Wow. God bless you, man. That's you're doing God's work, my friend.
No, so it's been fun. I still try to do as much as I can. After work or something, I'll stop by my girlfriend's house for like an hour and hang out with our dogs. And then I go home.
Yeah. But you are practicing social distancing with your girlfriend, right? I mean, we have to take care of each other.
Social distancing.
So I'm sure it's a very chaste, very Jane Austen-y kind of courtship now that you guys are doing.
I'm sitting at the opposite end of the couch while we watch Game of Thrones. Yes, that's exactly what's going on.
There you go. Excellent. Well, that's great. You sound very adjusted and happy. Rosina, how about you? Are we in as good a place or not in as good a place?
So I'll start off with the not so great, you know.
Yeah.
I think the biggest adjustment that I've had to make is having to go to school online. You know, having to take tests and things online is very different than a proctored exam. And
yes.
I think for myself especially, I'm a student that sits in the front row and I ask a bunch of questions and I'm very I like to go to my teacher's office hours and I'll ask a plethora of questions if I'm lost. And with this online class setting, it's very different in the sense that, you know, I can't be as annoying as I usually am in the classroom.
Yes, I get you.
I think sort of thing that I've had to deal with is I haven't put on makeup in a very long time. And in the Hispanic culture, especially, you know, I think women have this tremendous pressure to always look great all the time. And, you know, I'll be sitting at the dinner table having dinner with my parents or lunch with my parents. And my mother looks at me and she's like, how could you stand to look like that all day?
Oh, my God.
that's very prominent in the Hispanic culture, I think. You know, if you don't leave the house with eyeliner, it's like, why would you leave the house at all? And even in the time of quarantine where I haven't seen any of my friends or, you know, we don't go out in public, I'll FaceTime somebody and you know, I'll get a snarky remark like, hey, you're talking to your friends. Can't they see your face? You don't care if they see you like that? And I'm like, well, I guess maybe I should. But I feel like I have lost my humanity a little bit in the sense that I don't know. I feel like I'm not going to be able to interact with people after this. You know, I don't even remember what it's like to look at people in the eyes that aren't my sister and my grandmother and my parents. I mean, I don't even know what that's like anymore.
And yeah, so that's
gonna be challenging, just throwing yourself back in on the grid.
Exactly, like or getting back in a group of people. It's like it's gonna be very Hitchcockian, I think, now. Like it's gonna it's something else. Well, I was going to ask you something. You're taking care of your grandmother, right? She's 81, right?
She's turning 81 in May.
Okay,
mom's company. Baby. Really, she's taking care of us, I think, but, you know.
That's good. That's good. But, So I was going to ask you about school really quick. So they don't, do they have video conference time? Do they offer that?
So we are using several different applications. One is called Collab and one is Zoom. So
yeah, we use Zoom
because the teachers can, you know, share their screen with us and like write on the whiteboard. And, you know, we lecture the same. But for myself, I'm especially terrible at math. And of course, that's my minor. Business administration is my minor. And so it's all business math. And I like to torture myself a little bit. You know, by doing stuff like that. But my finance class right now has been particularly difficult because, like I said, I sit in the front row in class in real life, in the face-to-face class.
So does that mean you sit really close to the screen, or do you like enlarge the screen so it kind of gives you that experience, or no?
Well, yeah, I'll use my sister's computer. She has a 15 of huge screen, so you know. I've attended one of my professor's office hours, which is just like a private video chat. And I mean, it's pretty much the same. It's weird though, because I feel like back in middle school on MSN when we would, you know, chat up random strangers. And I feel this is very much what it's like. And I'm a lot more confident online, you know, behind a screen, you're a lot more protected than you are face to face.
Yeah. Yeah. You're becoming like a troll, like just naturally.
I changed my username to like University Sex 101. This is troll.
Right. And I'm sorry, you're going for your master's or you're just going for your bachelor's right now?
I'm almost done with my bachelor's. Yes.
Okay, cool. Are you going to go for master's after that or no?
Yes.
Okay. You're like punishment. All right, cool. Tammy, go Tammy you. Janessa, how you're taking classes too? How's that like? But you're in master's.
I am, right? Yes. I took like, 8-9 years off between my bachelor's and now I'm doing this.
I did that. Well, with regular college, but
so anyway, now I'm like, so I had that readjustment back in the fall, like, oh yeah, this is what it's like to write a paper. Weird.
So you just started back in the fall.
Yeah, this was my first year. So fall was my first semester. This is the second.
Oh my God. And then this makes it a lot more.
Why would you do this?
The plot twist.
Yeah, exactly. So that's
been. Proof that God has a sense of humor.
What?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, no.
You continue.
Yes, also, along with Rosina, adjusting to this is we don't use Zoom. We're using WebEx and also Colab, I think, on Blackboard. But it's weird because like all of our classes were super discussion heavy. So now switching that discussion in person into, you know, I can see you on the screen, but it's like lagged or it's weird. I'm like, oh, this is taking some adjusting still. But yeah, I've been keeping busy with that. I made myself like a reading schedule. Like I'd spend so many hours reading this and so many hours reading for this class. Nice. So I stuck to that and that's been helping a lot. If we're kind of sticking with the theme of like the negative stuff, I realized that was like my coping to not feel the anxiety and like the fear that I have over this whole situation. And it was showing up. Okay. It was showing up. Like as much as I was trying not to feel it, it was still there, obviously. I had like terrible stomach cramps, just terrible bathroom trips. Sorry, TMI.
No, dude. I don't know if you were already on the call, but I admitted to my cry, like I just broke. I cried like a baby. Like it was when we found out about the number, the possibility of it going to 100,000. And I have some friends in England, I have some friends in Spain, and I'm like, fucking shit, it just sucks. But yeah, and that's I don't know if anyone else had a breakdown. I mean, I had a breakdown, like, but and I'm sorry, go ahead. I'll let you continue.
In an effort to kind of, and I'm still, I guess, kind of staving off that breakdown. I mean, I've acknowledged my anxiety a little bit and I'm kind of treating it like by just being more mindful, I guess, doing some meditations, doing some painting. And I'm also
good.
what else have I been like trying to deal with? Oh, like another way I kind of dealt with it, and I don't know how scary it might sound, but I like legit wrote up my will. Like I hopped onto LegalZoom. I'm like, I don't know what's gonna fucking happen. I have a heart condition, so I'm like technically high risk.
Yeah, no.
And I was like, I just want to make sure this is dealt with, and I don't, you know, I don't expect El Nino, but you never know. Life is unexpected.
Yeah, you're right. You that actually reminds me. And no joke, I need to do that. You know, I'm you know, because like I've told you, like I told everyone, like it is like the zombie apocalypse in my house, and because like you know, I have my mom. She's 80. I do not want to get her sick, and I'm already freaking out and overthinking it because, like I said, I've been in the house. I don't want to go out. Like I wouldn't even like I have a car that needs to be fixed up. All I need is order battery and tires, and then you know they can deliver it. I can put it on myself. But that defeats the point. I don't want to go out, and like it was really freaking me out the first time I decided to like order pizza. Like I had, like wiped the corner. It was like you know I had to take the pizza out of the package, and because I saw my cousin posted that video on that chef who how to handle like food from delivery places, and I don't know if you've seen it. I shared it, but then there's the opposite school that's like, okay, well, you know what? You're just gonna, you can't. And this is another doctor on one of those podcasts, like on ABC or something, saying there's only so much you can do, right? But I could for myself, but for my mom. So it's like I created this whole station right there by my door, and like you know, a clean and dirty, and it's like I'm handling freaking plutonium, you know, like I'm taking the fucking radioactive plutonium out of the little case and put it onto another case and a damn pizza. And I'm not settled until like the end of the day. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, it's crazy, but yeah. And I was going to ask you, I mean, like for me, like, and this is for both the Rosina and Janessa, studying is hard enough as it is. How are you able to concentrate on studying with this anxiety in the back of your head? Like, is it harder or is it the same or?
Would you like to go first?
Well, for me, you can go first.
Okay. Are you sure?
Okay. Well, yeah, Janessa, go ahead.
I mean,
yeah,
like, Janessa, go ahead. I did mention that was kind of my coping as far as to not deal with the anxiety. I could read and I could study and focus on that stuff. So I guess in that sense, it hasn't necessarily changed. Okay. Like, I'm just, like, so I don't focus on the negative side of the situation. I'm going to focus on my studies. So I've been okay with that, at least.
Okay. And you're able to, that's cool. You're able to mentally, like, block it out then with something else, like, on your mind.
Compartmentalize. That's a fucking hard word. But yeah, I've been able to do that.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Rosina, how about you?
I think I have just been trying to maintain somewhat of a routine. You know, at first, I was definitely falling asleep maybe like at 4 or 5 in the morning, waking up at noon, you know, and you kind of waste the day in a way, you know.
Yeah.
And so I feel like keeping a routine, I'll wake up like no later than 10. And maybe I'll do some stretches. I brought my yoga mat to my grandma's house. So I've been doing some light yoga. There's this Instagram page that I'm following, and every day they put out this new workout regimen, and it stays on their page for 24 hours. So I've been trying to do that, and then I'll make time for school. Definitely be time for Animal Crossing.
gotta put that in.
FaceTiming with my friends, you know, not every night, but on the weekends for sure. And it's been fun. We've been doing like quarantine happy hour, you know. There's this app called House Party, and apparently it logs on and it'll hack your Snapchat, and I'm not sure what, but I haven't had any issues with it. So you download it, your friends all have it, and then you're able to play like trivia games with each other.
That's
on the app.
That's cool.
I mean, it's so fun.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Thank you for the recommendation. We will need to do that. You know. Because
if you get hacked, you know, I'm so sorry. That's on me.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm too old for the Snapchat. I have it. I barely use it. So it's like, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah. But it's been good. Yeah, keeping up a routine.
For sure.
Best thing.
Yeah, because and that,
if not, I think the days will blend together as they have for me. You know, I woke up this morning at 8:30 a.m. and I thought that it was 8:30 p.m. and I was so confused and I was like, what day is it? Is it Monday already? I have a test today, or I'm just all over. I don't even know what day of the week it is.
And that's funny because like teachers everywhere are like laughing at now you know what summer feels like for a teacher. That's and it's fun, like, you know, I, without thinking about it, I found my like having ADHD younger when I you know, before I got diagnosed, and being a teacher, you know, dude, yeah, of course I'd always stay up super late, you know, and like you kind of wander like after, it's like you're let loose. You're like the kid on the last day of school. Like your mind just opens up, and there's no more like rigidity of schedule. And I found over time that I need that even during my off time. And like so, I had this friend of mine who also likes going out, and like she asked me like, how do I not go crazy? Well, you know, I mean, like I know a lot of you have seen my setup, you know. I this is how I decompress, because I have to kind of keep a close eye on my mom. And sure, I'd like to go out, but right now that's not the priority. But I, you know, I make sure I have a full cabinet of adult beverages. I have my pipe tobacco. I have a good smoke on my pipe tobacco. Listen to some podcasts in my man room, the office, whatever you want to call it. And I just like breathe. And then what I do normally do is make sure to go outside in the backyard and get some sunshine, and also take my mom out there. So that helps. But I wanted to say something, like, it's kind of, and I know you kind of brought that up, Rosina, about our humanity. And I did mention this, and I did a video on my Facebook, just because sometimes I just like talking, and well, not like talking, but like, I don't like to hear the sound of my own voice. If I feel like I need to say something, I'll want to say it, and I try to make sure that ego has nothing to do with it. It just has to be out there. And I've been trying. I have a blog. I haven't been able to wrap my head around it and write it down, but it's like this thing is this virus is vicious, man. Because, like you said, it really okay. In order to save ourselves from this virus, at this moment in time in the United States, we have to practice social distancing, and which basically we have to be non-human, because we're, you know, we're apes, we're animals. We live by contact, you know, we live by face. And like you said about seeing faces and everything, and it really hit us where it hurt. And like one of the things I thought about is, at the end of all this, I'm hoping like the good is that, at the same time, it's separating us. But because it's separating us, I think what's good is how, and specifically, obviously us, you know, that live here in Laredo, and our friends and our mutual friends, how even as far apart as we are getting, we're getting closer than ever, I think, through, like you said, face apps, like Zoom, like phone calls. Like I always joke, I haven't made this many freaking phone calls since 1993, baby. I'm like, wow, it's like the good old days for me, you know? And I don't know if you guys agree with me or not, but like, in a way, you know, like, now my brother had the idea where we do a Zoom chat with the family so they could see my mom, and my mom loves it. And now I'm doing a chat where my mom talks to my aunt in San Antonio. So I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you agree or do you disagree? Or what do you think? Go ahead.
I think that these apps are awesome in the sense that they do bring people together. I feel like people that are older than us, are, you know, I'll show my grandmother a FaceTime and she goes crazy. She loves it. She Skypes you know, she'll Skype her sisters and things like that. And she, you know, it's just something that is very new. It's just for them, especially. And I think it's revolutionized the way that we're able to communicate with people that live on the other side of the world, or, you know, that live two blocks down from us, but we're quarantined, so we can't, you know, physically see them.
Yeah. Janessa, what do you think?
Oh, whoa.
I mean.
Okay.
No, go ahead.
I agree. I think you kind of pointed out that we're all separated right now, but I think we're using these outlets because we still want to connect and we still want to share our lives with each other. And I think that was one of the things that early on really gave me hope. I remember like probably the first weekend of this quarantine or whatever, I did a painting and I did it like Bob Ross style. And I was like sharing on Instagram Live and I had a few friends. And it was really sweet. I also saw a couple other friends were like posting, someone was, you know, painting miniatures and another guy was playing the guitar. And I'm like, we're still wanting to be there for one another. And I think that's really cool how we're being creative about it even now, because we have all these new options.
And thank God for like social media, you know, in that way, it's really gone like in my mind, and like in my personal opinion, from like more of a curse to a blessing. And it's funny because, Frankie, you want to chime in on this?
Point. It's funny how we went from like deriding social media, and how social media for some was treated like as a tool of like self-isolation, you know, like, oh, you're not talking to people because you're always on your phone. And now it's like, the only way we can talk to people is to be on our fucking phones. And it's crazy. And yeah, to the point that Lisa made, I love seeing the creativity that people are doing in these times. A lot of the comedians I know started up like podcasts. I don't know if you guys know J-Ram. He does a radio show. He did like this virtual hangout.
Yeah.
For musicians to upload videos of themselves playing music or upload their own podcast. So it's awesome how the community, especially the creative community, just kind of found a way to quote unquote circumvent this quarantine and still provide, you know, an outlet for, you know, all the creatives here in Laredo. It's really, really cool to see. Also with like a lot of bands I love are doing like virtual concerts, like for like a week or something. Ben Gibbard of Death Cab for Cutie was playing, you know, nightly concerts, and I just settled in and just watched.
Oh God, yeah, it was great. It was awesome. Ben Gibbard's the bomb, man.
That's an incredible insight to this situation.
Yeah, I caught. That's really. I caught Julian Baker. She did a super short set on Instagram. It's hard for me to catch the show. I'm very rigid in my schedule, so. Even though I'm that, because I listen to my podcast or my audiobooks, whatever the hell, but I made time for that one, and it was so nice because, but also like you said, it's a way for people to share the art, but it's also a way for virtually, and I literally mean like, well, figuratively, virtual in the virtual world for us to be together and you know, fellowship or community, you know what I mean, to commune, you know. So, and I had this question, and especially because, you know, I'm a Gen Xer, and you guys are all stripes of millennial, and I had this random thought. Of course, do you think when this gets better, when we're back to being able to be around each other, do you think we're gonna go back to, if we're all hanging out like downtown at Cultura, shout out to Cultura, or any bar or at a get together, that we're all going to be looking at our phones more or less? What do y'all think? Is this going to change us in a very, very, like, is this going to change how we live now? Especially in terms of phone usage.
Yeah.
I think it's so hard to like. I think that definitely the initial.
That's such a heavy question. No, you're fine. You're fine. Go ahead and finish your thought.
Like,
no, I was saying, especially, I think at first we will definitely be more appreciative of being able to be you know, sit next to your friend and go to a movie even. I miss going to the movies so much. But yeah, at first it's definitely going to be something that we're going to be very appreciative towards. And maybe after, you know, because we are human, after maybe about a month, we'll just go back to our regular, you know, lifestyle. But I think at first it will be a very great shock.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, and like, there's so many, like, and there's been articles written about this and points made, which is very, were, you know, it's been on the money again. It's, it, you know, this, I see it from the, like, the long view historically. And I say this with all the love and care in the world, because, you know, my mom is in a population that could possibly die, and I do not want that to happen. And I don't say that lightly, you know what I mean? But it's like, Jesus, this is like, it's kind of like, I feel that we were getting complacent as a, definitely as a country, but as a species. And this is like Mother Nature's way of, like, you know, reminding us who's boss in a very brutal way. You know what I mean? And I think, and I'm hoping that we'll come out of this with a brand new, and I think this is going to put a lot of steel and spine in all the younger generations, man. I mean, this is like, they're going to come out of it like the Great Depression generation did, where everything they don't take for granted, which is going to be like, this is like, this is a huge, like, geological shift, a tectonic shift in, like, in society and culture and how these kids are going to grow up. You know what I mean? And also, like, I'm thinking, like, the infrastructure, and I have some thoughts that I want to get to, but let me wrap this up and I'll get your take. Or, you know, if you want to chime in or whatever, but it's like, and it sucks that it had to take this for us to realize, you know, but it's just like anything else. It's like when you lose you lose a parent, you lose an aunt, you lose a grandmother, you don't realize, or even a relationship, you don't realize what you had until it's gone. You know what I mean? But this is, you know, but this is fucking hard, man. We're paying for it. This is a grind. This is a grant for everybody. So I don't know if you guys have any thoughts or agree or disagree about that, or
definitely does.
Just a trip, man.
Does ring true, that whole, you don't know what you got until it's gone. You know, but at the same time, not to sound pessimistic, but I do feel like our collective, like, I don't know what's the word. Like, I feel like we're kind of like social goldfish in a way. Like, we're gonna Rosina said, like, we're gonna be really appreciative and be real in the moment, like, a month after we're allowed back outside. But I think, you know, sooner rather than later, we'll just go back to business as usual. Like, things will just fall right back into place. And I don't know if that's necessarily a bad thing, though.
I think as long as we maintain the human connection, I think that's fine. It kind of depresses me. And you're right. Like, you know what I mean? I agree with you, but yet the thought depresses me that it's like, if we go back to, you know, but what else are we going to do? I'm just curious to see how much investment people are going to put back into their phones after this, all this, you know what I mean? Rosina, what do you think?
As a sociology major. Yeah. So I think that human beings, especially with things like this, when we are isolated for a very long time, we're looking at probably another month of this, at least. Maybe, you know, late May, early June, we'll be able to leave the house again. I think that after this is over, and everyone's going to come out an artist. Everyone's going to come out having mastered calligraphy and doing all these great things. I know,
bonsai trees, tie-dyed. Rags.
Everyone's gonna be super, you know, artistic, awesome, in some form, or just very well versed in their favorite movie. And so I feel like everyone is gonna maybe come out a little bit more having something to say about their passion, which is also always a great thing, because when we have time like this, so much time on our hands, you know, we hopefully exercise it well and are able to do something productive with this time, instead of, you know, and it's good, don't get me wrong, you do need your days where you, like, just sit on a couch and watch TV and
oh god,
you know,
yeah,
eat junk food. You yeah. don't need those days in your life. But there are, I think, you know, when we have an abundance of time, it's very important to practice, you know, make sure that your mental health is stable and practice your breathing exercises and your yoga, or, you know, if you like to just walk around, you know, it's just things like that.
And, yeah, that's great.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun though, because all these people are going to come out of this quarantine having made a new hobby, you know. They're, you know, maybe I'm making sock puppets. I'm just trying to think off the top of my, because I know I have like a list of things that I want to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone does.
I've been trying, you know. I don't know, Janessa, have you been trying any new passions? I know painting, yes. is that your new passion that you're trying out, or have you always painted? Oh, that's.
I like. I mean, I've done how do you different paint nights.
How do you like it?
Like Bolios, or I know the Phoenix Bookstore had a couple when they opened up, and I enjoy those. So I'm like, well, I can do this too at my own house.
Yes.
And get my own wine. So that's
yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's what I do on my weekend.
Yeah, that's yeah. That's really cool. I used to paint. It's just too much right now at this point, but I always loved it. It was very relaxing, I found. Frankie, any new skills you're adding to your already very formidable repertoire?
Not so much, you know, jokes and like the stand-up setting, but a couple friends and I were thinking about producing like a web series or something like that, so I decided to take a crack at screenplays, things like that, see how that works out.
That's cool.
It's cool. It's difficult. I'll tell you that much.
Excellent.
It's difficult, but I mean, what else am I going to do? I have a lot of time to work on to work out the kinks, you know?
Cool. Okay, you know what? We're going to take a break. I'm going to have to cut this off because we're hitting the 60-minute mark. And what we'll do is when we come back, we're going to come back and we're going to go to the categories. Okay, we're back, and everyone is enjoying this wonderful day inside, as always, same as always. And I want to do some categories right now, especially with everything going on more than usual. We need like entertainment, so I don't know if you guys are obsessing over what you found something that something new on TV. First of all, I want to talk about any shows. Hey, have you guys found any shows streaming that you're like totally into right now? And we'll go ahead and start with Frankie, and we'll do Rosinta, then we'll do Janessa.
Okay, we're talking about shows.
Yeah, shows.
Go out there and state the obvious, Tiger King on Netflix.
I need to check that out.
Holy shit. Have any of y'all watched it, Rosina?
I saw the first two episodes and I was hooked. I really liked it, but it's weird for me to watch it here at my grandma's house. She'll walk in on a weird part where he's like threatening her life, and then it makes everyone in the room uncomfortable. So I haven't been able to finish it yet.
Oh my god. I'll have to watch that. So that's the one. That's the one for you, Frankie?
Oh my god.
Okay.
I finished all of it. It's just six episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
So holy shit.
I have to watch
it. Amazing.
Okay. All right. So Frankie recommends Tiger King. I'm sure everyone, well, not everyone, but a lot of people have seen that. All right. Rosina, how about you? What's your obsession?
As far as shows right now, I'm rewatching How I Met Your Mother. It's not that it's necessarily a good show, but it's just nostalgic for me, I think.
Yeah, I like that show. I like that show.
You know, you chuckle a little bit. It's not like funny. I've been watching Dave on Hulu also, the one about the rapper.
Okay. Really cool show.
That's a really, and I've always, you know, not that I'm obsessed with him, but I've been following him since I was like maybe like 18, 19. I like his music, you know, and so I've been watching his show, and it's real cool. That's another show that you don't want to watch with your grandmother in the room. Oh my goodness, there's this one scene, you know, it's lewd obviously, but yeah. It's funny. There's this like one scene where he brings out this like rubber I don't even know how to say it. Anyway, just watch the show, you'll know what I'm talking about when you get there.
I love how Rosina's gonna have her own category, like shows
to not watch
with your grandmother. The shows that are good, but not with your grandmother. Janessa, how about you? What are you obsessing over?
So my family still has cable, which, like, surprise. I for some reason am getting into now Ghost Adventures, mostly to make fun of Zach Braff. Zach the other guy. Damn it.
Yes, wait, Zach Bagans. No, it's
Bagans.
It's Bagans. It sounds Bagans. Like Lord of the Rings. No, Bagans. Yeah. Oh, I love that show, man. Yes, but Zach is a trip. Yes.
I'm like, why, sir? You need to chill. You just need to chill. But I have to watch it because I like ghosts and spooky things.
That is a good show. I used to watch that when on Saturday nights when I was going through my cable phase and like watching shows regularly. I need to watch that. That's good. Anything else? That's a good one though, actually.
No, I think so far that's been it. But yeah.
That's cool. That's yeah. Oh God. Okay. So, I drank the Kool-Aid, guys. I'm watching The Witcher. The Witcher got me. Oh. Yeah, The Witcher.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, has any of y'all seen that? Are any of y'all into like sword and sorcery and oh my god, yeah, it's
I've played the games.
Okay. It's cheesy, but it's so good and the sword fights and I identify straight hetero, but anytime we see Henry Cavill like half covered in a sheet after he's like after he's bedded a wench, you know. That's just wow. I mean, that's just a bonus. And then the sword fighting is amazing. I'm sorry, but one that I started and that I really recommend. It's super. I don't know. It's on Amazon Prime. Have y'all heard of that show 000?
No.
Oh my! Actually.
Oh God. Okay. It is like Narcos and Breaking Bad, but like on steroids.
Oh,
it
no.
is. It's based on the novel, and not only that, but the soundtrack is by that group Mogwai. I don't know. I love Mogwai. I don't know if you're in Mogwai, but it focuses on. So it's like traffic meets Narcos. You remember that movie Traffic, the Steven Soderbergh movie? We're talking about the drug trade.
You're really showing your age here, Mark.
Sorry. Okay. I know.
As a movie, I don't think I saw it.
Okay. Well. Okay. Anyway, it centers on like three groups: the sellers, the buyers, and the suppliers. So there's a group in Mexico, there's a group in Louisiana, and there's a group in Italy. And it's how they all intersect. Oh my God! It's intense. Like I love slow brooding, like violent dramas. And like that's a good one, man. Like if you want to check that out and you like different settings and multiple characters and character arcs and you know drug deals gone wrong and like the whole like Godfather mystique, that's an amazing show. Like it's really cool. Like it's very intense, so I have to watch that very slowly. But yeah, those are mine right now. Okay, so like movies, any movies that you found that you have to watch over and over again? And I'll give you two picks. Like a new movie that you just found out about, and maybe like a comfort go-to movie. Frankie?
Going back to Rosina's topic about movies that you don't want to watch with your family, I made the mistake of we were having a family movie night, and I decided to show my family my favorite movie of all times, which is Her with Joaquin.
Oh, yes.
I absolutely love that movie, but I forgot that there's a scene when he's having phone sex.
Oh,
man. Oh no.
Oh, man.
the lady on the other end of the phone, the lady on the other end of the phone, makes him role play that he's mothering her with a dead cat's tail.
I remember that.
I haven't seen the whole thing.
I've never seen it.
I saw that with my parents and my sister, who's 11.
Perfect.
So that was not so much rediscovering, but that one was one that I rewatched. I haven't watched it in a couple months, but it's absolutely my favorite movie. And yeah. When it comes to new stuff, I haven't seen this movie yet, but I really, really want to. And it's leading me down a very strange rabbit hole. So I am a huge fan of this band, Neutral Milk Hotel. I don't know if anybody else here listens to them.
No, but I'll look it up.
They're a really, really like quintessential like psychedelic indie band from like the 90s. And they made a documentary about them and this record label / music collective that they were a part of called Elephant Six. And all of them, everybody in that collective, like they're all in each other's bands and they're all really weird and really quirky.
And oh, that's awesome.
The thing that made me so obsessed with this documentary about them is that it can't be streamed. You can only get it by finding a phone number and calling in to request the VHS rental of it.
Oh, wow. That is kind of creepy. That's cool.
I've been obsessing over it. I found the number or one of the numbers. I don't know. I'm working on this theory that there's maybe like localized phone numbers because I found pictures of a flyer for the rental and I called the number, but it is inactive. So I can't get my hands on it. Supposedly all these flyers are being posted in major like artistic cities across the country. So I'm assuming Austin was definitely one of the cities where you'd find this in. So I'm asking all my friends over there that worked in coffee shops if they ever saw anything and nobody can recall, which makes this that much more frustrating.
Because wow, that's
wanna watch this.
That's really cool, but equally terrifying. Like, let's just make sure that Frankie's still here in a year and he hasn't disappeared. Join some cult. That's cool, man. All right. Well, Sina, how about you? Any movies that you
stumbled? One of my favorite feel-good movies, and I could watch this in any mood that I am in, is Shallow Hal. I remember one time I was actually
that's a good one.
This guy had asked me out on a date.
Mm-hmm.
And we went out and he asked me, so what are your hobbies? And I said, well, I'd like to think of myself as a bit of a movie buff. And he said, really? And I said, yes, I love period pieces. And I love movies that are very artistically filmed and very impactful. And he's like, oh, well, what's one of your favorite movies? And I was like, you know, I actually really love the movie Shallow Hal. And then all of my credentials went out the window.
Oh, no.
Right there.
Oh man!
And, so I could definitely watch that movie, and it puts me in such a good mood. But as of now, I watched Portrait of a Lady on Fire, which is on Hulu now.
No way!
I heard about that
film. Such a good movie! Such a good movie, and it's in French. So you know, you feel very cultured while watching it because you're like, "Well, look at me! I'm watching a foreign film."
I heard that was good.
So it makes you feel better about yourself. So I recommend that movie. Very good movie.
Yeah. I think I saw the preview. I was going to watch Parasite like back before all this started and that preview came out.
Oh,
my God. I need to see this. There are lesbians. There's French. I need to be there.
Yes.
It's
right.
Awesome. It's all the movie. It has a little bit of everything for everyone.
Right.
That's awesome. Well, exactly. Except for grandma.
Yes. No. There's actually one scene. There's only one scene in Portrait of a Lady on Fire where it's not grandma friendly. And of course, that is the scene that my grandmother walked
into. Oh, God.
And so it was just the most uncomfortable thing for me. That's not something that you can explain. You can't talk your way out of a situation like that. You cannot. There's not even the most smooth person in the world is able to talk their way out of that situation of having to explain why there are two ladies naked on TV with each other. You can't.
That's wow. Well, but it's a good try, though, man. It's a good try.
But yeah, good film.
Yeah. Yeah, well, right now, me, I'm like, okay, what have I been watching? What was, well, for some reason, like, I don't know why, my go-to, I like very stressful films or, like, intense movies. And, yeah, like, so that's what comforts me or, like, puts me in, like, in a good headspace, which is weird. But, yeah, so, like, but I what was I watching? Like, what are my go-tos?
You must have loved Uncut Gems, then.
Oh, no, that's I'm going to buy it. No, I'm going to buy it, but also what I need to see is Good Time. That it's with Robert Pattinson, and it's kind of the same concept, and it's directed by the Safdie brothers, too. So I got to check those two out, actually. Good Time on Netflix and Uncut Gems. I need to watch that, yeah. That's definitely what I'm going to do next. And what have I gotten recently that I saw that I loved, dude? Because usually, like, I'll just buy it, and I... What was it? Man, I forgot. It's in my own category, and I forgot. But, like, my go-to movies, like, definitely, like, Annihilation, which is amazing. Oh. That one with Natalie Portman, that's just on another level. And that, and there's something, I don't know, I just really like it. Oh, another one that I started watching was this old, like, 90s movie. I used to like these action adventure movies, The 13th Warrior with Antonio Banderas, but it kind of shows some, like, realistic, like, the culture of the, like, you know, it's Viking culture, and just, it's a good adventure flick, you know, there's bodies flying everywhere and, you know, death. And I always like looking for hidden gems of scary movies, like on Netflix, you know, that haven't been widely released. Uh-huh. One I saw that was pretty good was this movie on Netflix, The Black Coat's Daughter. I don't know if y'all have seen this. It has Emma Roberts in it, and it's this weird, I like it because it's a slow mystery, and it just kind of shifts in time. But then you think it's one thing, but then it's something else. But it's got something for every, like, type of horror lover. But very minimal jump scares. I'm not into jump scares.
Nah.
But, like, yeah, I like slow burn, almost like literary style. So that I would recommend that. The Black Coat's Daughter. That's a good creepy watch. Yeah. So, okay. So how about anyone in books? Anybody read a good
book? No, I didn't say my movies, and mine are really trash and terrible.
Oh my God, Janessa, I'm so sorry. Go ahead, please.
My family has cable, and they've been showing Harry Potter marathons and Twilight marathons, and those are movies if they're on, I have to watch, even if they're terrible. Like, Harry Potter actually still okay, but Twilight, like,
I like Harry Potter.
No, but Twilight's one of those movies where, like, I know it's not good, but I have to sit and I have to watch it, and I have to, like, cringe every scene of the way.
So it's like a love-hate kind of thing.
It really is. I'm there for
it's like your guilty.
It is.
Guilty pleasure.
Definitely. But
well, that's
yes, a good movie that I do want to recommend. That's on Netflix. I think it's from 2017. I just looked it up. It's called Cargo, and it has Martin Freeman. And it's set in Australia. Yes. And it might be a little too on the nose for the times that we're in, because it's, like, about a zombie pandemic kind of thing. But if you need a good cry, check it out. It's got a really, like, beautiful, sad ending. So I'm not going to spoil it. Just Cargo, Martin Freeman. There's a baby.
Awesome.
The Aboriginals.
That's awesome. Interesting. Yeah, you know what? Speaking of like cheesy movies that, like, I have to say that it's dumb, but that Spencer Confidential was so stupid. It was great. I mean, like, they put so much money into it. It's on Netflix and it has, like, Mark Wahlberg, and that director Peter Berg has done, like, a bunch of action movies. But it's like a really, really good cheap TV show.
Okay.
So that's the best compliment I can give it. Oh. It's just very, like, it's like an 80s tough guy cop show. And it's as good as it bad and as bad as that sounds. So they you have that. Yeah. Yes, I think he is. I think he is. Yes. Yeah, the cast is pretty dope, man. They got a good cast in it.
Wow.
Like, surprisingly. Yeah, Alan Arkin is in it. I mean, it's got a good it's got a good group of people, but you know, it's like, again, like a guilty pleasure. It really took my mind off of everything. Literally, it just, everything was gone, which is good. That's the kind of like entertainment we need.
Right. Fair enough.
Okay. Yeah. How about books, guys? Anybody into any books?
Right now, I'm rereading this book that I was gifted for my birthday. It's called How to Love, and it's written by this doctor, Dr. Gordon Livingston.
Ooh.
And so it's basically about looking for certain traits within a partner and knowing how to pick a partner. And it's like, you know, a fun book. So anyway, I was reading it, and there's this chapter about psychological disorders that may keep people from being capable to love.
Oh, nice.
So they were describing a sociopath, and they said someone that is manipulative and lies without regard. And I was reading the description, and I kind of stopped, and I looked, and I thought to myself, am I a sociopath?
Oh, no.
I was reading all these descriptions, and they seemed on the nail for me. And so for me, I had to stop reading it because I got very scared. I was like, this is just too real for me.
Maybe you're like, you could be a high functioning sociopath and be able to manage and, you know, have a successful relationship. Maybe there's, you know, I'm sure there's a dating site for that.
There's one for everyone.
You never know.
There's a dime a dozen. But yeah, that was pretty funny for me. I mean, I was like,
that's hilarious. That was
pretty spot on.
That's cool. We're going to have to go in depth on that one. We'll have to do a deep dive on that one later on. That's awesome. Janessa, Frankie, what about you guys? Anything?
I've been rereading Bob Dylan's autobiography, Chronicles Volume 1. He's one of my favorite songwriters, and I've read it before. It was gifted to me for my birthday several years ago, but I decided to get back into it. He's just such an amazing fucking writer, and he's fucking crazy, and it's awesome to read, you know, to go back to.
That's great. I'll look that up. That's cool. Thanks, man. Janessa, do you have any recommendations or just something that you're into?
Right now, because I started reading Women, Race, and Class by Angela Davis earlier this year, because there was a book club that was going on at Frontera before, again. But then I couldn't go because classes started, so I hadn't been keeping up with the readings. But now since, like, other stuff has, like, gone away and I can't go anywhere, I'm like, well, I should go back to reading this book. And it's still really interesting, really gripping. So there's a bit about history, a bit about politics, and stuff. So if that's something you're into, check it out. If not, you get to learn a lot.
That's great, man. That's really cool. Yeah, I've gotten really into weird fiction, and it's a certain type, like, which is kind of like Twilight Zone, or like, you know, like, or, you know, Odd Happenings, you know, or these two writers, like, they're current, like, they're maybe like 10 years older than me, like in the 50s or whatever. But oh my god, like, John Langan is one of them. Oh my god, amazing. And there's a collection. I actually listened to it on audio on Audible, and then I had to buy the cover, the paperback. Like, there's one called Technicolor, and it's written in the voice of a professor who's doing a lecture on a deep dive lecture on the Mask of the Red Death, the Edgar Allan Poe story.
Yeah.
But as he goes on, he then talks about this rare French book that Poe found at a bookstore. So there he blends in, like, fiction. And this book was like had dark magic to it, and it influenced him. But as it goes on further, the professor's like, oh, wait, don't mind those people there in the corner. They're my students. I know they're wearing masks. And little as this lecture is going on, and it sounds very boring, but he keeps up the tension until it's more than just a class, and it just ends, and it's like, what the? And it's just amazing. They're like, if you're into literary fiction and horror, it's amazing stuff. And like, he had a novel I read also called The Fisherman. And it's just two guys. They're both have lost their, they're both widows. They go fishing but it's like the first third, not even, you know, like not even like the first, you know, yeah, maybe the first third and the last third are about the guy's story and how they find this evil in this lake in the Catskill Mountains. But what's awesome is the middle third of it is this whole other story about what that horror, or how that horror began in the Catskill Mountains. So it's like, and it, again, it sounds very boring in concept, two guys fishing, but the way he does it, it's just, it's amazing. So I recommend John Langan if you're into those kinds of, you know, long, but very good character-driven cosmic horror story. So that's my thing. Okay, music, guys. Let's go out on a bang and let's just go to music. Bands or music or song, whatever you want. Call it out. Frankie, what are you into now? What's keeping you going?
Lately, I've been on this huge kick of listening to a bunch of Mexican indie music, nice. Various genres.
Nice.
But I've got really into this one band that's kind of like a like an emo-ish math rock band. Their name is fucking long, so bear with me. They're called El Cómodo Silencio de los que hablan poco.
Whoa!
That's a long name.
That's cool, and, man.
The name is amazing. Yeah. Their music is so fucking great. I think they're Chilean. They're like a Chilean math rock band, so it's like very noodly guitar.
Yes.
Really spacey. It's like a perfect headspace to just
ooh,
like,
that sounds good.
Chill to. So
yeah.
So I need to definitely shout those guys out. And since, as I mentioned earlier, I've been looking for that fucking documentary. I got back into my obsession with Neutral Milk Hotel.
Nice.
And some of their label mates, which are bands like the Apples and Stereo.
Okay.
Or of Montreal.
Yes. I'm aware of Montreal. You're going to have to send us that link to that band, man. Now I'm curious. I want to check that out.
Definitely, yeah.
Cool. How about you, Rosina?
I think for music, have you guys seen that new, I don't know if this is your speed, but Harry Styles had put out this new music video.
Okay.
And the one where he's underwater and the water is rising and he filmed it. It was like amazing the way they shot it. And it was like, actually the room was filling up with water.
Oh, cool.
It was really cool. Wait, I have the name for it. Hold on. I don't know if it was Falling, maybe. Harry Styles, I'm not sure, but the concept was really cool. The way the music video was shot,
and that's really
also
cool.
I have to applaud my queen Lana Del Rey. I'm still obsessed with her album that came out in what was it, August?
Okay.
Norman, the Norman Rockwell one.
Oh wow!
Rockwell.
I haven't heard.
And
it.
So,
wow.
It's good. Oh yeah, I like. There's a couple good songs. I mean, it's a good album, but I have some songs that are probably one of my favorites that she's ever put out, and so I love her very much. So
awesome.
Yeah, that music video and then her album is just great.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, Janessa, how about you?
First of all, those are all really cool recommendations, and the only reason I know Neutral Milk Hotel is because that's Aubrey Plaza's character, her favorite band on Parks and Rec, and I'm like, like it sounds super familiar.
I love Aubrey Plaza.
But I don't actually know their music. I'm sorry. I'll check them out.
They're
amazing. I really recommend the album In the Aeroplane Over the Sea. It's
awesome.
Okay, so as far as what I've been listening
to, awesome.
So,
hell of a listen. All right. Good to know. So what I've been listening to, so like the other day, since I was like studying or reading or whatever, I was like, well, maybe I should like play some classical music, and Bach came up, and I used to play, not well, mind you, I used to play cello and violin. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I remember.
Okay, cool.
So I got really into like Bach, and I'm like, let me listen to that some more, you know, more of his like mini work or whatever he's got.
Nice.
And then all of a sudden Tchaikovsky comes out, and I'm like, oh my God, now shit's about to get lit. So I was like, okay. So I'm like, yes, we're back into classical music for now.
Yeah, well, that's kind of cool. I mean, you know, especially, and as a matter of fact, I was listening to I have like the stations on my Google Music Play, and I was listening to like a cello section. And yeah, but with the times, man, it's kind of like, it's kind of appropriate. And that's a good pick, you know. You can't go wrong with the classics,
exactly.
You know.
Back in the day,
that's cool, man.
Before anyone was doing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the originals. Well, I just got super excited because I don't know if you guys know or are aware of that rap group Run the Jewels. And they're nasty, but it's awesome, they're like, a lot of times they rap about like they're from the future and the future is just like a dystopian nightmare, but we're still gangbangers and we still like, oh my God, it's obscene and it's graphic, but it's also like a big FU, and like they got like mojo, man. Their power is just amazing. So that might be an acquired taste, but that's what I'm loving, you know? And I think we lost somebody. But yeah, dude. So, and as far as I'm kind of getting into like when I relax, like Americana, like country, like, you know, like alt country, alt Americana, like hey, you're back.
Let's go.
No, it's okay. You scared me, man. It's okay. We're almost wrapping up. No, you're good. Thank God. Yeah. That's awesome. You got back though. That's really cool. Like, I don't know if you've heard of the bands like Wilco and really Wilco is like one that is giving me tons of comfort. Oh, one, I don't know how old, like I find groups because I listen to like mixes, like some of my favorite groups right now are very LGBTQ or LGBTQ adjacent. Like I love Snail Mail. I love Pale Hound. Pale Hound's amazing. Like some of their music. And even though not necessarily, but there's a group called Whitney. That's just, and it's all this kind of, Whitney's like feel good 70s pop at its best. And that's what I like it. It's very comforting. But also Japanese Breakfast. I love Japanese Breakfast. That girl's amazing. And then J-Som, because A-Som is, she's queer, but she's amazing and stuff. All that group, they're kind of all the same. And then, well, Phoebe Bridgers. And I don't know if you heard Better Oblivion Community Center, which is her and Connor Oberst. That's also amazing. Oh, my God. There's a lot. But that, and then this group called Crumb, which they're just like this trippy, funk, dreamy kind of. Oh, it's just awesome. So I recommend those, you know, like just, but kind of in the middle of the Venn diagram of like hip hop, 70s style, funk, dance and rap and like easygoing rock. That's my where I'm at. Like, I can't really listen to hardcore stuff during this time. It's too, gets me too anxious. Fair. You know what I'm saying? Cool, man. All right, guys. Any parting words? You think it's time for us to get out before we're shut out? Anything you're working on that people are going to be able to see online, Frankie? Any content you'll be working on with on your own or the mic drop, or we're just chilling for now?
Is he on still?
Oh, we lost Frankie. We lost Frankie. Okay, well, Frankie left. I'm sorry. I hope he didn't find the number and called it for neutral, because this is going to be, it's going to be a document. Okay. So, right. Well, we have proof. Well, any parting words, Rosina, Janessa, anything you want to say before you go?
Stay safe. Take care. That's all.
Yes. You know, I don't have the devil's play.
That's very true. That's very true. All right. Well,
it's been fun. This quarantine. Come out an artist. Who knows?
There you go.
You're gonna write a book.
Come out.
There you go.
Hey, you never know, right? Okay. Well, thank you very much to my guests, Frankie Flores, Rosina. Last name again. I'm sorry. I want to make sure I say it right. Silva, okay, I get stutter when I'm talking, and Janessa Belanga. Again, this is Random Thoughts with lots of people. please, if you like this podcast, I really hope you enjoy it. I hope we're able to take your mind off of these problems, and we're going to be coming out with more content. Please like, subscribe, and rate the podcast, please, so we can get more listeners, and you know, I can get these people paid. We can get some cash. We can get some money. Or yeah. All right. Well, that's Mark Moore signing off. Thank you so much. Goodbye, everyone. Take care. Be safe. Bye. See y'all later. Bye-bye.